Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County High School Choir Department is our director, David Heipel, now joining us. And so, Mr. Heipel, first question for you is, with COVID-19 pandemic times, have you been able to start up your jazz choir with the Jazzatonics? And if so, what are some of the precautions you had to undertake as you got practices underway?
It is something that's easy to social distance because there's not as many kids. We did get a late start, and so far I've only had rehearsals with the sopranos and the altos, the tenors and the basses the next. So, and I've been using the choir room here, and I've only had 6 to 8 students for each rehearsal, so it's easy to spread the chairs out and work on parts. There's 14 in the group total, so we're just working on parts and getting going on our music, but I do feel like we're behind, but I kind of think everything's behind, so...
Well, and looking at the types of music that you've been able to pick out for this year, talk to us about your kind of thought process before you landed on your final decisions for your tunes.
I think it kind of comes with experience in my position, knowing who we have and thinking, well, this would work or this wouldn't work. Because we're doing a Brazilian piece called Mas Que Nada that we looked at 2 years ago, and I thought, oh, that's not going to go. We got it back out this year. I think that'll work for this group. And we're doing something by Carrie Marsh, who we just love, and we seem to have gotten into the groove of doing something by him every year. I've got an a cappella one, so once I know who's there and think, okay, we can pull this off, maybe this one not so much. So
for people that are not familiar with jazz choir, is there any physical interaction that goes along with jazz choir?
I guess you could say there is physical interaction. There's not any touching or anything. I mean it's just a group that stands together and sings jazz, and we use a sound system, we use microphones. But as far as interaction, it's just kind of a, you know, they interact with each other on the stage as far as eye contact and vocally and listening to each other and just looking like they're a group that's having fun and united. And, you know, a lot of times you get judges that say, you need to interact more. And that they mean look at each other, look like you're having fun with each other, look at the audience, and interact with the same way they would say interact with an audience or a judge. It's the same thing with each other. So that's as far as interaction goes.
Well, and I assume that in a typical year, you would want to be in that 6 foot of space with your students to, you know, again, work on that eye contact and that interaction that you just described. Is that a little bit more of a challenge now with COVID-19 and having to spread kids out even further distances? And does that kind of create, you know, like fading issues at all with the kids or not being able to hear as well when they're singing with each other?
I feel like the spacing isn't as much of a problem as the masks are. I feel like exactly what you're talking about, I feel like that's more of a problem with masks because you can't see facial expression as well. And, you know, we've all had the times where we're trying to talk to somebody else and they can't quite understand what you said because it gets a little muffled. It's the same thing. Yeah, I feel like there's a little decay in the sound. With, you know, we're in choir, we're singing, we are back together as a group, but we're spread out in the bleachers in the gym. With masks and spread like that, it's just a little hard to hear, so...
Now, the Jazzatonics, well-known group, you all do very, very well. You've qualified several years in a row, and then you missed a year maybe here or there for the Iowa Vocal Jazz Championships. Going forward, your competition season typically starts up after Christmas break, obviously, after winter break. What's that kind of look like? I mean, your kids together, obviously, they're hopefully competitive kids and want to go to contests and whatnot. What's the contest competition season look like for you all?
Well, we're just looking at some things. I had some things on the calendar, but not sure what that will look like. I just heard from West Des Moines Valley, who does their jazz summit. They may do that virtually. The only thing is I'm not sure if we'll be ready for that because that's kind of mid to late January. In February, we're looking at North Polk. Spirit Lake is still up in the air of what they want to do with theirs. And early in February, we always have state contest, IHSMA state contest, and we registered for that. And schools were given the option of doing it virtually or in person. Virtually, they'll have judges that will judge the recording of the group if they choose to do in person. I think that was kind of the IHSMA made that call, not knowing what things would look like in February, knowing that a group could switch to virtual if they needed to. And we said in person, but partly because we have the facility here. And right now, it would be scheduled to be us and two other schools, which we could spread out the time. You know, we could have one school leave, next one come in, and so, but of course, if things don't look good, you know, we can always switch that to just making a recording and submitting it virtually. So that's where the IHSMA is right now, and that's that's kind of our target date to be ready right now is early February.
I know you've experienced a little bit with the virtual style. You had to kind of walk your kids through the Allstate, you know, auditions and goofy system, for lack of another term, that you had to do because of COVID. What do you like better, virtual, doing things virtually for contests and whatnot, and submitting recordings, because you have to do the same thing for Iowa Vocal Jazz Championships anyway, or would you rather do everything in person as much as you can?
I think it's got pros and cons for sure. You know, having that ability with the submission for Vocal Jazz Championships is nice because you get to do it a few different times. I was able to use Screencastify to record students for Allstate auditions, and then we were able to take several takes and do that. And I had a friend who's teaching in Iowa now that taught in Kansas for years who told me, well, we've done online auditions like that for years. You're going to love it. And thought, I don't know about that. With Allstate auditions, I really like the stress of where they have to do it in person, and it's right there. And that's as far as the teaching value, where the benefit they get from having to do something like that, I think, benefits them down the road in their, you know, whatever field they choose. They're going to have those stressful times. So I think that's a good learning opportunity. But there's definitely pros and cons for both. I know solo and small group contest later this spring is already going to be judged virtually. So those will be submissions much like Allstate was. So we're going to get a lot of that this year and see where it goes from there.
I know I'm sure most, if not all, of your jazz choir kids are also a part of regular choir. They've already experienced, you know, trying to socially distance, how to do that whole scene, now going into jazz choir. Do you think the kids have adapted pretty good to the new restrictions, new guidelines that have had to be put in place for choir?
I think so. I think the kids are always as flexible as anybody. There's one person in jazz choir that's remote right now. So when we have rehearsal, I have jazz choir set up as one of my Google classrooms, and she joins the link on there, and through Google Meet, we'll just be there on my Chromebook with it. So just listening.
All right, and that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County High School Choir Director is David Heipel, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.